is week 17 of Jimmy Smith Show.
Can't believe we made it.
Oh, my goodness. Jimmy, dang, man. Before, it did be these tight games, and we'd be like, woo, we won. Mm. And now it's just a matter of attrition. You guys have just been beat down so much, and I know it's next man up and everything, but all these 1 and 2 point losses, you played 100%, 100% of the snaps yesterday. Where did that come from?
It was needed. Next man up. We didn't really have too many more people to rely on.
I feel like your family, Jimmy. I was like, oh my God, he did it. Like anytime you were mentioned or I got to see you, I was so excited. I know we've never met in person, but it was amazing to watch you play.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I took a picture. It's fun to get back out there.
I know, right?
They had a good picture of you getting the crowd all fired up at the beginning. Did you go back and watch? You ever go back and watch the broadcast?
The TV? Yeah, I do watch the TV copy with my lady. I sit down and watch them.
Do you know the picture I'm talking about where they had you in the slow motion going?
I actually fell asleep last night. I didn't even get to finish it, but I did. I did see myself on the big screen doing that a whole bunch of times, just getting the crowd, keep the crowd hype, you know?
There
that
it is
can't
right
get
there.
Old. That can't get old, right?
You can't see
it. Oh, that's cool. I see it, yeah.
So the Rams, they're supposed to be all high-powered and everything. Cooper Kupp going for the Triple Crown. Most receiving yards, most touchdowns, most catches. You guys held him to 95 yards. Matthew Stafford had, what, 2 interceptions and a fumble. Came down to the last minute. What were you guys – what was going through everybody's head?
I mean, that last fourth down, I thought we were going to get it. We had a good call on it. It just had a good play with that follow route for the score at the end there. Sometimes when you get caught in man, those follow routes are real tough to navigate through.
Dude, you came through right before the OBJ interception. I mean, what was that, a tackle for loss for like 4 yards? I thought that was going to close up shop. I thought that was going
to
do it.
I definitely thought that, they had to go for it there, but I didn't know if they're going to try to kick a field goal or what was going to happen. I think it was like a minute left, so they had to go for it. So we needed to come up with another stop right there.
Marianne, where were you? Were you on the road or were you home? Where were you watching?
Oh, I was watching from home. And I mean, it's a new me. I'm like into football for sure. Everybody in my family knew it's 1 o'clock and I watched the game. And it's still weird, but I'm so excited for it. And it's almost, honestly, it's almost too pressure filled. It's like not a relaxing event, you know? You think it is, and then I'm like, oh, the whole time.
Yeah, especially that's for what you a lot guys. Of Baltimore Ravens fans say.
Right. It's not a relaxing day.
Yeah.
But
stressful. I almost messed up my embroidery.
Winning and winning and winning, and it's like, okay, hold on to those wins and not give our fans heart attacks.
But you've got to give it to the idea that there's so such a bizarre team. It's such a bizarre year, right? I mean, you guys all acknowledge that, right?
I put an asterisk.
Yeah, it's been one heck of a year, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, just COVID and injuries and just, you know, trying to gel with new people every
Yeah, seriously. New quarterbacks.
I mean, it's just definitely been a stressful year. But probably on and off the field, yeah.
I know one thing. Ravens got something for the Bengals ass next year when everybody's healthy. Let's see them at Paul Brown or the bank talking all that trash. Joe Burrow. How thorough is Joe Burrow? We're going to find out next year. So
They're a good team, but they're definitely feeling themselves a little bit too much too quickly.
All right. We got a ways to go. The Jimmy Smith Show, week 18 is coming up. The Pittsburgh Steelers, Kirk and Marianne on the Jimmy Smith Show, 98 Rock. Jimmy Smith, number 22. And I was reading how you said, look, I really want to try and help this team get into the playoffs. And then you make that play. Then it goes a little bit sideways. Jimmy, we talked a couple of weeks ago. How deep do you get into the offseason before you say, okay, it's not emotional. Now I can take my time. See what I feel like doing, because you got to let the Ravens know you got to come back for another one. But when will you know?
I just, you know, honestly, you do got to get to the off season and just get healthy and just start feeling good. And that's because, you know, it's going to be a grind going into it. So you got to mentally prepare yourself in the off season. And that becomes too much of a struggle sometimes. That's when people start to to not want to do it anymore. But, you know, I haven't been there. And to be honest, just playing yesterday just kind of just gave me that jolt again. Like, I definitely don't know. I'm never sure.
Mm.
That's good, because you looked young yesterday. But yeah, the legs were under you.
He is young.
I know, but football in regular years are different.
Mm.
Absolutely. I age like a dog in football. On the wrong side of 30.
So Christmas and New Year's, how did that go?
Well, we got COVID, so all of our family.
Oh, right.
We were just quarantining, but we had a great Christmas.
So the kids got it too? I know you did, but.
Yeah, the kids did get it. Yeah, they got it. But the one day Jalen was down, my middle child, the one in the middle right there, he was down one day, but the next day he was absolutely fine.
Great. He bounced. How about the newborn?
She was fine.
Oh, awesome.
So the doctors weren't necessarily too worried about it, because if they get it, end up turning into like pneumonia, that would be more serious. So that didn't happen. But the wifey got it, and her little cousin got it. And out of everybody, she got it the worst. Like, really, really, really had a cough and was feeling all the symptoms.
I just feel like everybody is destined to get it. And I've been going to the gym, but today I got up and I said, I don't think I feel like going to the gym today. I've gone almost 2 years, Jimmy Smith, without getting it. I don't want to get it.
I thought you meant without going to the gym.
It's been 2 years for that. He doesn't
go to the gym on the regular, but now I'm thinking I've avoided this COVID for 2 years. So
yeah, you want to keep going. I know, but I'd like to.
It's Omarion variant. It's very contagious. It's getting everybody.
Oh yeah.
That's the one I'll take. Because it's not as bad.
I thought I was immune to it, because I've had dinner with friends that had it, that, and we didn't spend hours together. And then my masseuse got it, and she's working on me maskless, and I really thought for a while that maybe but that's why we had to get those boosters. Maybe it started the week, and or just that Omicron or Omicron, whatever it is. Maybe that was just a little bit.
Omicron, yeah. Are you guys wearing masks at practices and workouts?
Not at practice, but everywhere else.
Yeah, right. Well, the Steelers are on their way, coming to our home. I'm sure it's going to be a very loud game, isn't it? We'll dip into that coming up. It's the Jimmy Smith Show right here on 98 Rock. It's the Jimmy Smith Show, 2022 version. And the Steelers, that's our hometown rivals. It's going to be loud at M&T Bank Stadium. It was loud yesterday, but I think it's going to be even more.
Yeah, it's going to be needed. It's going to be Big Ben's last game, so we definitely got to sit him out the right way.
What are your thoughts? Any memories of battles with Big Ben over the years? I mean, you've been around 10-plus, and he's been around 15-plus, so...
Just always good battles. Always like playing him and Antonio, because they have such a good connection. So I know I get a lot of work with them. Just the games, really, just how good of a competitor he really is. How always late in the game, he has good, great comebacks. But obviously, my favorite one is me throwing two picks. So I got called back.
How many career picks you got, Jimmy?
14.
Okay. And so the Steelers come to town. They're beat up. You guys are beat up. What can you expect? I guess it's just going to be a regular Ravens Steelers game, just different pieces.
Another dogfight, I'm sure. It just, when you're playing in divisions, it's always a tough game. So I'm expecting another dogfight. And it's Big Ben's last game. Who knows? He might try to go out and pass for 7,000 yards. We'll see what happens.
Hey, shifting gears.
Will Lamar be back? For Steelers?
They don't know.
Oh. Well, thought maybe Jimmy had the inside scoop.
I haven't been in the facilities today. I've just been laying around the couch playing with the babies.
And speaking of, all your kids have your initials. What, JMS?
JMS. JMS. So, Beans, the oldest one, he's named after me.
Beans.
So my nickname is Beans, so we call him Little Beans. And then he actually has the same middle name as me, but it's because of his grandfather. My girl's dad's name is Michael. So James, it goes James Michael, and then it's Jalen Michael. And then I have Julian MacArthur. We just thought that sounded like royalty for some
reason. It does, yeah.
It does.
I like
that.
For real. And I like
Did you get any pushback on having your initials on all the kids?
Yes, actually, I did. And I told, you wouldn't even believe this story. So randomly, I told her one day, like, yo, George Foreman did this. Like, named all his kids this. And how random is it that, so at the time my girl was working, she sat next to George Foreman on the flight, first class flight. And he explained it to her. I'm like, I don't know how random that could be. Like, what?
It's a sign.
It's telling a story about
naming the kids.
It's different because all his kids are named George.
Actually, George. At least you're varying it a little. Just the initials. George. It's not as. Can you imagine if it was Jimmy Smith 1, 2, 3?
Hey,
Jimmy.
What
are you?
Jimmy.
Are you going to have any more Jimmy? Or are you going to tie it into a pretzel?
I think. I don't know. I come from a big family. I got 11 siblings, so you know, I don't know.
That means you're gonna have to, that you're having more.
Yeah, wifey is over here absolutely shaking her head no.
If she wasn't in the room, you'd be going yes.
Oh, the body. Let her snap back. Let everything go back to normal again.
The organs. The pants on. Let's go. It's his show number 22, the Jimmy Smith Show on 98 Rock. Double Deuce, the Jimmy Smith Show here on 98 Rock, the flagship station. We just re-signed through 2026. Got the Ravens under
98 Rock control. Did, that is, not Kirk. He's not on the team.
Oh, not me. Yeah, the cluster of WBAL TV 11, the AM and the FM, which is good. You like continuity. And I think that's what makes the Ravens and the Steelers two of the best organizations in football, Jimmy. Continuity. You don't see guys making these willy-nilly firings and hirings. They stick with guys through thick and thin. Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. Harbaugh's never lost 5 in a row until this past Sunday. But there's something to be said about continuity.
Absolutely. I think so. I mean, it's you don't want to always have moving parts. You want some familiarity in there. Some people you can trust, and you know, you don't want to try to, you know, you always see coaches get a gear, like just thinking about the head coach from Jaguars, like how quickly people get a job that they don't do well in the first 2 years and just like burn the ship. But you think about like how Zach Taylor's up in Cincinnati, how they're doing this year compared to his first couple of years. I mean, they just, certain organizations just believe in, you know, sticking with the people, and some don't.
Have you ever heard of a coach not coming back on the flight either after a win or a loss ever?
Yeah, I don't think so. But I'm not sure. So in college, my coach got fired right after we lost to Kansas. We went up to Kansas and we were beating them. It was the second biggest comeback in NCAA history. We went up there, we were whipping on them. It was like 52 to like 17, and they came back running the football. And our coach got fired on the way back. I don't think he made the flight.
Oh, man.
His nameplate was gone by the time
That's
we landed.
That's cold. How do they get back? What do you mean they don't get on the flight? That's legit.
I don't remember him being on the flight. I definitely remember him being fired immediately after that, though.
Oh, my God. And he's got to like fly coach back? Like, that's ridiculous.
Pulled his nameplate down.
Oy.
And Antonio Brown.
I was just going to ask you, Jimmy, what do you feel? How do you feel about that?
I mean, I don't really know. You know,
you
I
don't
know.
Know. Yeah.
Nobody really knows, but him.
Did he? Is he the one that quit last season? And didn't somebody else quit during the middle of the
no.
game?
No, Vontae Davis.
Yeah,
and that's probably the funniest story. I know a lot of people hate him for it, but when I listened to the story, and it's like a little YouTube video with Shady McCoy telling the story. And Shady McCoy, he like mimics his voice. But I mean, honestly, go look it up. It's one of the funniest stories that you'll hear.
Okay. I like it.
I know it's business, and I know, you know, I'm not sure how much you've even thought about it, but have you ever thought about wearing another team's colors, or could you close it out as a Raven?
Yeah, I probably will never wear another team's colors. That's 100% guarantee.
Mm-hmm. That would be fun if he's like, the Bills. I've always wanted to be on the Bills. Fingers crossed. There's no way. There's no way he would say that.
Can you tell that one extra week? Does it feel like, yeah, they added a week.
Yeah, do you feel it?
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely. I just told somebody today, like, or yesterday, like, man, this would be the last game. We should be going to playoffs next week. It shouldn't be another game for what? Like, how do you even add it? How do people who don't even play the game another game?
It's more winter fun enough for us, but yeah, I get it.
You better take that up with Demoris Smith.
Think about the guys' bodies, though.
Yeah, it is. Brutal. It is brutal. One more for us, and then another Jimmy Smith show. Then we're done. So let's get a W on the board, as they say.
All right, Jimmy.
Gotta give them that if you can. I want to thank the Ben Garner home team for sponsoring the show.
All year long, man.
Yeah. All right, enjoy your recovery.
See you next week.